Okay, thanks, Ben. Put your hands together for the band. First up tonight, and we can get the pulpit out. Thanks, Gadgen. First up tonight, the first speaker, guest youth speaker, speaking for the very first time. Oh, he's actually spoken before, but very first time as a youth speaker. Where is he? Is he still here? Oh, Rashaan Denise. Put your hands together for Rashaan. Just pray before we start. Thank you, Lord, for Rashaan. Lord, thank you for what a great guy he is, Lord God. He's an encourager, Lord God. He's a worker in the church, Lord God. He's got a real heart for Westphal. He's got a real heart for people. He's got a heart for young people, Lord God. And Lord, he just willingly, Lord, said, yeah, I'll be happy to share for a few minutes this night and share what you've laid on my heart this night. And we're just thanking you for Rashaan. Bless him now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello. As you know, I'm Rashaan, and since the night is called Amazing Youth, I thought I'd talk about how amazing our God is, and how amazing He's been in my life. I was born to a Catholic family, and I started going to an AOG church when I was 6, and when I was 3 years old, I was diagnosed with chronic asthma, and doctors all said it's gonna be really bad for me and stuff and all that, and that I'll have to do an operation or stay on antibiotics. If I have an operation, there's a slight chance of me getting caught here. That's like one of the nerves that can actually paralyze me, and then antibiotics can make me go, brain damage and stuff. And mom had such a faith, and yeah, she really believed that, God will take me through this. So yeah, and she went with the operation, and yeah, everything went all right, and I'm still fine now. Yep. And I got no more asthma now, and I just want to read a scripture. It's Matthew 17:20. He replied, "Because you have so little faith, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Yeah, and that scripture really means something. Like you can see from me, I'm really believing in the faith, really transfer what God's power into doctors and stuff, and I'm all fine now. And yeah, and another incident that happened was in Sri Lanka. There's war against the Tamils and the Sinhalese. Yeah, and the Tigers. And they attacked Colombo once. And my mom, she was lucky to survive because they attacked, mom, she was at work, and she had to finish her assignment that was a bit late, and she stayed, and she was meant to come home with her friends in a bus, and she stayed in the office until 5:30. They left at 5, and at 5:30 they, one of her friends offered her a ride home, and on the way, there was bombs and all that, and there was shooting, and one of the bombs just missed our mom's car because they just turned around the runabout. And a few days later, my mom received a message from her different friends and stuff saying that the bus that their friends went in, it was just bombed, and there was none survives. So God really protected her in that way. And yeah, and when she became a Christian, we got lots of persecution from the family, and they were Buddhist and we were Christians, so we were isolated, alienated, and I just want to read scripture again. Last of Us. Okay. What he said to me, my grace is sufficient for all for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I boast more gladly, but my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in result, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, I am strong. And that scripture really means something to my mom, because we were praying to get away from the family, because they were really going to give us a hard time, and she luckily met my dad. Yeah, and we got to come here. And my grandma, she experienced my baptism last year, and she was really rolling with it, and she really wants to know now about Jesus, so we're really happy about that. Yeah, and we're hoping for her to come to Christ one day. And so I just want to read one more scripture. Yeah. I was going to finish up with the scripture. But now the scripture is Isaiah 43, 1 to 3. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I redeemed you. I summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, they will not burn you. The flames will not set ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And I'll finish with that. And thank you for listening.
It on? Okay. Thanks. Well done, Rashaan. And a lot more you know about him today. And one thing about Rashaan is he really is a faithful servant. And one of the things that Pastor John's really pleased, because Rashaan's here every Saturday morning. He plays tennis in the morning, and after he plays about five sets of tennis or whatever he does, he comes here whether it's warm, cold, or whatever. And the other day, we were working here, and him and Leon were trying to fix a drain there, and a whole water bucket on top of them, and it was freezing cold, and I think Leon was in the toilets drying all his clothes, so not a pretty sight. But and Rashaan, so they're really, he's a real great servant, and he just loves coming and helping out in the extension. So he's been there every Saturday, so this is fantastic. So... So he makes no excuses about coming. He just makes sure he's here. So it's fantastic. So, Rashaan, thanks very much. God bless you. Okay. Last but not least is Hayden Kerwell. Okay, he's bringing a bottle of water, so he'll be here for a long time, I think. And, speak short like I do. Okay, let's just pray for Hayden. Lord, we just thank you for Hayden. Thank you for his life, Lord, and thank you for all that you've done in his life, Lord God. And thank you, Lord, for what he brings into this church, Lord God. And thank you, Lord, for the word that you've placed on his heart this night. Lord, just bless him now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's great to be here, and hope you're all having a great night. And I'm excited to be here too, so I hope you are, and we'll continue to have a great night. So, so first of all, I just want to start. Well, as you may know, I've got a bit of a problem with my shoulder. I've got a non-cancerous tumor in my shoulder, and first of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been praying for me and supporting me and encouraging me through this. And I've had a lot of pain, but it's actually praise God, it's actually the pain's gone down now. So I used to wake up like 3 o'clock in the morning, that sort of thing, and I used to get a lot of pain, have to put the heat bag on. So yeah, so thanks for all the prayers, and yeah, thank God the pain's gone more down. So this Friday I'll be having operation, and God will be with me, and so it's be a good time. 2 weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago now, I finally got baptized, because it was a great experience. So before I get into that, I'll start just sharing how I came to God, to know God. Well, I've been brought up in a Christian family with my family, and they've been in Westside Church for since it's probably started. Yep. So it's church is now 23, 4, something years now. So yeah, so they've been there for that long, and I'm 14, so I've been in the church 14 years now. So I've been brought up in a Christian family into Westphal, so I've been since I was a baby. And basically every Sunday I would go to church, and I've been brought up in a Christian family, so it wasn't really, I already had the experience and knowing God and who he was, that sort of thing, going to Sunday school. And and then finally, I think it was 2001, there was a Youth Live conference, Youth Live night at a church called, it used to be called Westside, but I forget what it's called now. And the youth went, but I went along because I don't think we could get a babysitter or something like that. So I just snuck along, even though I was like 7 or something. So yeah, so I snuck along, and there's a preacher, I think, from Planet Shakers. He said a really touching message, and yeah, it really touched me. So, and then at the end, he asked for people to put their hands up to to ask God into life. I put my hand up, and yeah, I got really touched that night and started crying. And yeah, but they asked to go out the back and get like a pack or something. I was a bit embarrassed, but yeah. So, but I wasn't a bit shy to go. So, but yeah, that was just an awesome night. And then all those years I've waited, and I finally decided to become more true. I know more about God, and I got baptized 2 weeks ago now. So. Yeah, and I was baptized by Christian and Grandpa, Pastor John, so thanks for doing that, guys. Yep. And it was just a great experience. Like usually when you go like have a bath or you're at a pool or something, you know, you have fun in the water or something, you're knocking yourself over in the water. But when I went back in the water, it just didn't feel normal as in normal water, you know, it felt like you're falling back into the spirit, and this is a good experience. And yeah, and apparently my head got knocked on the bottom tank, so I actually did not feel that, so, which is also, I think, an experience. Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, apparently my head got knocked, so I didn't feel anything there. I think I kind of heard something. Yeah, and last night we had our Youth Live, which we took some young ads to, which was a great night, and which was at Hisense Arena, which is now Vodafone Arena. Oh, sorry, it's now Hisense Arena. It was called Vodafone. So that was a great night, and they had bands, they had group one crew, which is a pop group, and they just did some pre entertainment. They had a dance, and they had the Youth Live band, of course, and they had then the speaker was Scott Samways, which he's also known as Sanger, and he's from Hillsong Church in Sydney. I think he's one of the youth pastors there. I think he is, yes, and he preached like a pretty powerful message, and you know, at the end he asked. You know, people would give their heart to the Lord and that sort of stuff. And he basically preached about like the world we're living in, and like how people, you know, are just doing things that, like, I guess, kind of bad and sinful. But he said one story, which is in Sydney, in a school, there's a few men. They went into the high school and they basically just beaten. I think 18 students and a few teachers, and they ended up in hospital, which is quite sad. And later on, one of the cops interviewed like one of the guys who bash one of the guy, bash all the people. He asked, so why'd you beat up all these people? And he replied, oh, I want to go to juvenile. And he's like, what? You know, like, well, you know, you want to go there, you know? He's like, what do you mean? And then he said, oh, my dad beats me every day. And I thought that was quite sad. So he preached that last night. He said that story. And yeah, so he basically wanted to go to juvenile because his dad just beats him every day. So I thought that was quite touching, that story he said last night. So yeah, that was just one story he said. So the story touched me. And as we look at this world and we think how sad it can be for many people, and how there is always reasons behind a person's bad behavior. He also talked about how we look at our lives and having confidence, and that we're all made in God's image, and that we shouldn't care about what other people think of us. At the end they just asked to put your hand up to say if you had those sort of issues. Now getting on to why is God amazing? So I've got 4 points for why I think God is amazing. But the actual meaning of amazing, you probably all know what it means. It's actually causing great surprise or sudden wonder. So yeah, I think amazing is more of just a bigger word of saying either good or something like that. So yes. God is amazing in many ways, by his grace. As we all know, this whole theme, Amazing Grace, and as Pastor Chris has been preaching Sundays, and through his miracles and healings, and sent his son to die on the cross, and that he's made us and made everything. So with his miracle healings, nothing is impossible for God. He's not restricted by timetables or even biological clocks. He knows exactly what we need and exactly when we need it, even if we don't. We think about the miracles and healings God has performed, and we praise God for it. So you may have heard or seen healings performed by God, and it's just pretty powerful to see that. And I just praise God for my shoulder, that all the pain's gone down now. So let's see how it goes Friday. Also, by his grace, number two, for our amazing grace theme. And Pastor Chris has got him on the booklets. He's written for John 1 verse 6. And it says, from the fullness of his grace, we have all received blessings from one another. So that's on one of the booklets. We don't deserve to be saved, favored, or blessed, but it's by God's grace, undeserved favor, which is why and how God blesses us. Number two, God's amazing because he died for us. God's amazing because he sent his son to die for us. God sent his son on the cross to be crucified, so we all may have eternal life. I think this is an amazing thing that Jesus has done for us, and that God chose Jesus to do that. And I think that's quite amazing. Third one, God made us, which is an amazing thing. God also made us, and before we were born into the world, God had a plan and a purpose for us before we were born, to either serve in a church or to use you in a different way to reach out to other people and go on mission trips, that sort of thing. And in the last one, number four, God is amazing because he made everything. He made the universe. God made the universe and he knew what he was doing. Once he made everything, God saw it and thought he was very good. And the scripture we should all know, Genesis 1 verse 1, I think we should all know it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And in getting back to he saw it as very good, it also says in Genesis 1 verse 31, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, and that was on the sixth day. So then it goes on, it was light, animals, men and women, etc. So yeah, so that's why I think God is amazing. So from miracles, grace, died for us, he sent Jesus to die for us and made us and made everything. So yeah, God is amazing, and hope you have the rest of an amazing night. Thank you very much.
Well done, Hayden. Excellent. Preached very well. Okay, that's it. Have a drink, enjoy, and Hayden is an important part of our church. Brings a lot of gifts and talents, and particularly in the area of music. And I'll just share just a little something about Hayden with his music. You may not know. When Hayden was in the pram, as a baby, that is, he's out of the pram now. But when he was in the pram, we bring him to church, and he used to sit there and just watch the band, but just watch a drummer. You know, he'd be beating his head and whatnot. Oh, well, just nodding his head, not beating his head, but, you know, just nodding away. And others were nodding away too, but he was just moving his head. And anyway, he'd go home and he'd already start playing with pencils and whatnot and beating, just loved it. As soon as he heard the music, he started beating it. And so then we got him a toy drum kit. And parents, one of the worst things you can ever buy your children is a toy drum kit. Not because there's anything wrong with them, because they break. It's a waste of money. Don't buy toy drum kits because they don't work. Right? They, within a week, they break. So don't buy them. So what we did, we went to garage sales and bought the metal biscuit tins, hard, sturdy ones, and gave him a real set of drumsticks. Here he is at the age of 18 months or whatever, and he's playing with real drumsticks on these tins. And he knocked, you know, we ended up having to replace him because he would beat them, you know, so much. He'd turn on, in those days, a tape, cassette tape, and listen, and or we get tapes from the church services, and he'd just play along with them, and absolutely amazing. So when Hayden was, I think, around about 8, 9, I might be wrong, Brent and Rachel were in concert bands at Over Newton, and anyway, they didn't have a drummer. So one of the teachers who was conducting had to go and play the drums as well. And Rachel said, look, oh, what about my brother? Would you like him to come? You were in grade one at the time. And so I think Rachel was in year 5 or 4 or 5, whatever. And I think it was the cut-off point. You had to be in year 4 or 5 to be in the band. So teacher said, oh, can you play the drums? Yeah. So I'll bring him along. But didn't realise he's in grade one. So here he is with all his older kids. He's playing the drums. And anyway, we had this big concert night. And I'll cut the story a little bit short. But Alan Hesse, who's the head teacher at the time for music, he's got his own big band. So like they got the trumpets and the trombones and clarinets and everything, gang saxophones, and they play all the big songs. And he's got some fantastic musicians in his group. Anyway, Hayden's band was playing, the concert band, and they were playing, and Hayden's playing drums. And at the end, Alan Hesse got up and said, oh, this is really good. And he said, look, I was talking to my drummer in my band, and he wanted to, you know, he shared something with me. I'm just going to call him up and want him to say something. So he walked up to the, you know, podium and just said, look, you know, I just want to commend this young guy. He said, I just listened to him playing drums, and he's fantastic. He said, he doesn't miss a beat. He's got a fantastic sound, fantastic beat. You're going to be a great drummer. And then this guy stood down, everyone clapped, and that was just great. We're proud as punch. Alan Hesse gets back up, and he says, there's one thing this guy doesn't know. And this guy who got up, he was the ex-drummer from AC/DC, so he's like one of the best drummers in the world. And he said, there's one thing you don't know about Hayden, is that he's never had a drum lesson in his life. So that's a gift of God. And Hayden still hasn't had a drum lesson. So Hayden picks up music just like that, and that's a gift of God. And that's a gift that God is going to continue to use in a mighty, powerful way. So well done, Hayden, for having the courage to speak. Proud of our youth. I'm proud of you, Rashaan. Where are you hiding? Oh, yeah, he's hiding behind the girls. Proud of you guys because there are young guys getting up. How would you feel if Pastor Chris came to you and said, next week, I'd like you to get up and preach. And some of us were, oh. So to get up and preach in front of people and not with any nerves. I didn't see any nerves there. They were fantastic, absolutely fantastic. So, and sharing what God's doing in their lives. And our young people got a lot to show us. But I'm just going to close just with the scripture. And this is about Jesus choosing the disciples. And we look at John chapter 1, verse 35, reading down. So John chapter 1, verse 35. The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following, and he said to them, "What do you seek?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means the Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "So you are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which means Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You shall see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." And many disciples that Jesus chose to follow him, were just young men. Some of them were teenagers. We sometimes think that we've got to reach the age of 50 or 60 to be of great understanding and learning before we can be ministering in things of God. But young people, you can minister in God now. And older people, we can encourage our young people. Our young people are here to minister, and they're ministering to us this night. And I just want to thank all our people coming tonight and supporting our young people. So thank you for doing that. Young people, thank our parents and others. But let's just encourage one another, because it's like in the Olympics, although there might be individual events and whatnot, someone might be in the pole vault, someone might be hurdling, someone might be swimming, someone might be running, someone might be doing judo, whatever they may be doing. But we're in it as a team together, and together as a unified group of Christians working together in this church where we've been called to. And the scripture there says, you know, Jesus called these young men, and from that calling they had to receive him, they had to find him, and they truly found him. And so tonight, if you don't know Jesus as your personal saviour, perhaps tonight's the night. Perhaps you've been encouraged by Roshan and Hayden been talking about their amazing God, their amazing Jesus. Is Jesus amazing in your life? Is he amazing in your life? Is God amazing in your life? Perhaps there's a time in your life now that perhaps it's sort of like stagnant. Perhaps it's you've sort of stopped a little bit. Perhaps you need just a real surge and excitement in your life. And perhaps you need to find that excitement that Roshan and Hayden and so many of the other young people have got. So as the band comes back to play, I'm going to ask, Hayden's going to play, but Roshan, if you come and stand with me, and if anyone needs prayer, and if, Leon, if you just move the pulpit, thanks. If you need prayer tonight, either you want to ask Jesus into your life, or you just want to be touched by God, or you want Jesus to just help you to just find just amazing, willing God, so that you may just get excited for God, that you may truly find that Jesus is amazing in your life. You need prayer for that, you come forward now, and Roshan and I are going to pray for you. Thank you, Ben.